listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, join the official fan club of the Cleveland Browns, the Browns backers. Join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, Browns backer watch parties, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Joe Hayden doing the rounds yesterday. And first of all, we want to congratulate Joe. And if you haven't seen it, there's a great piece on ESPN about Joe Hayden and his brother Jacob. Joe being named the first football player ever to be named the Special Olympics Ambassador. And he is going to do that this year. And it's a great honor for him. And he's the first, again, first pro football player ever to be named Special Olympics Global Ambassador. I know that means a lot to him. Congrats to Joe Hayden on that. And it's something important. And he said about the honor, he said, just seeing those kids being out there, enjoying life, being so free-spirited really touched me. It just shows why I want to be involved and show those kids I'm out here too and I'm playing for y'all. It really means something to me and my little brother being a part of it. It's something special. So, again, if you can find the ESPN piece, I've tweeted it out at Nathan Zagura. I retweeted a tweet from Dan Murphy with that link. If you go to clevelandbrowns.com and you go to the article, Joe Hayden, the first pro football player ever to be named Special Olympics Global Ambassador, it is embedded in there. You can click on the link to the emotional ESPN feature, and they will play it. Joe Hayden called Loved One, and it is, get the tissues ready, folks. It's a tearjerker. But you just realize what a fine man Joe Hayden is and what a great asset to this organization he truly is. Now, he was at ESPN yesterday and had a lot of interesting things to talk about. We've been talking quarterback coach today and Kevin O'Connell, the name that is certainly rumored to be here. But he was asked, Joe Hayden was asked, can Johnny Manziel be an NFL quarterback?
I really think he can. I really think when I seen him doing OTAs, doing mini camp, training camp, he showed signs that of greatness, of being able to be a really good quarterback, of making things happen with his feet, with his legs. I just think right now with coming out of college, it's a different ball game being a professional football and being an NFL quarterback. You know, you got to be the first one in, last one out, and just the time that it takes. And, you know, they get a lot of credit when you win, and they get a little bit too much when you lose. So, I mean, I think that Johnny, he has the ability, he has the tools. I just think that you just got to, this growing up process, the mature process, knowing that being in the NFL and what it takes to be a quarterback and how much dedication it really takes.
It's good to know he's got the confidence. You know, Joe Hayden would know. But again, I think it's a lot of, you know, he's got to do this, he's got to do that, he's got to do this, he's got to do that. You know, we've got to see it.
You know what that is? You know what that's called? Work.
Work.
And the one thing that has come into question thus far, and Johnny questioned it about himself, is the work ethic. Until he was handed the keys and became the starter, he went from giving 20% effort to close to 100% effort. And you can't turn it on like a switch, because the great ones don't. And right now, I think that, you know, Johnny Manziel is definitely in a crossroads when it comes to his career. And he has voiced that as well, saying, if I can't do this, you know, if I can't get this right, I have to go do something else. So you know it has crossed his mind. It's just a matter of, is he going to flip that switch and leave it on and duct tape it, you know, in the up position?
You know what I didn't like about that comment, if I'm just going to be honest about it?
Be honest, will you?
What I didn't like about that comment, if I don't, then I'm just going to do something else. To me, there are two types of, like, ultra-competitive people. There are the people that are ultra-competitive that just want to win at everything.
At all costs.
And at all costs, and will do whatever it takes to win. There's the other type of person that is ultra-competitive only when they feel like they are guaranteed to have success. And that if they really are challenged, then they won't compete, so they can say, oh, well, I really didn't try that hard, and that's why it didn't work out. And I am concerned with some of his comments that he might be that kind of competitive person, as opposed to the person that's going to do whatever he has to do, whenever he has to do it, in order to be successful.
You're right about that. And I think a lot of the reason why you have...
By the way, I would love to be wrong.
Every right to feel that way is because... You know, you could probably – Johnny Manziel could count on one hand, or a friend of his can count on one hand, the number of times in his life where he's truly faced adversity, and adversity in some cases, you know, on the football field and potentially off the football field. In some cases, it comes in the way of a no, when you want the answer to be a yes, you know, because, again, when you have successful, or you're a successful person, the answer is yes a lot of the time to you. You know, but when someone says no, you have to – and there's a laundry list of things that you have to accomplish or do, you know, in the face of receiving that no to potentially turning that into a yes. Again, in between that no and a yes is work. You know, and is he really able to buckle down and do the work necessary, or does he, you know, shy away from the adversity or shy away from the work? And like you said, have always have that scapegoat out, you know, in his pocket to pull and say, you know what? I really didn't want to be an NFL quarterback. I just thought I did because of the Johnny Football hype, and I felt obligated to take my, you know, my talents and potentially wreck this league, but I just did that because, and it's excuse after excuse after excuse. And for me personally, it's like I really do feel in the world that we live in, Johnny Manziel is a reality TV series, you know, in the making right now. And he'll make as much money as he would in the NFL having his own reality TV series for the next 2 to 3 years outside of football.
Absolutely. We'll see that. Now, speaking of Johnny Manziel, Joe Hayden was on the Scott Van Pelt radio show and said, what happened at the end of the year when Johnny missed the team's walkthrough before Baltimore?
Johnny, he was on IR. He wasn't even supposed to be in the walkthrough. Don't worry about it. Like, his whole thing was he was late for treatment, and that was the thing that everybody put on. He didn't need to be there for walkthrough.
A wall?
And how did Johnny Manziel deal with that situation?
The thing that I like about Johnny and why the team, and I know a lot of players on our team really respect him and like him, because he cares. He cares. When he did miss that treatment, mm-hmm. he cared. He came and apologized to everybody individually, came and talked to us, and you could really see that it mattered to him, and he knows that he can't be doing that.
He knows it. He said it. We all know that he's done that, and he can say the things whenever he needs to say them, and he can convince. He's as convincing as they come. The guy's phenomenal with the microphone in front of him. But why does he miss that? Why does he miss treatment? Why is that happening? You have one more weekend. You have literally one more weekend to go to treatment on a Saturday morning before a game, and you can't even do it. You could have done that party that happened Friday night. It could have happened the next Friday night. The season was over after that game against Baltimore. You knew it was over after that game against Baltimore.
Yeah, you're right. And right now, I think what we're seeing is Joe Hayden is a great man, is a better person, and a great football player. He is the epitome of being a Cleveland Brown. And right now what we're hearing in his comments is him being just a great teammate, you know. And in this case, it's his comments about Johnny Manziel. He's defending Johnny Manziel for all these reasons when he has no reason to, you know, because, you know, Johnny's proved otherwise.
Well, they're also good personal friends as
sure,
well.
Sure, of
but
course.
I think it doesn't – what the point that I keep making –
But I'm in here eye-rolling.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it does no good to break Johnny Manziel down. He's under contract here for 4 more years at a good price. And quite frankly, if the Browns are going to get where we all want the Browns to get, the easiest path for that to happen is for Johnny Manziel to become the quarterback he was drafted to be. Those are just the facts. So bashing him and all that is great, but at least if you're in this building, you should at least be trying to support him in whatever way that you can. Now, if fools you once, shame on you. If fools me twice, shame on me. But Johnny Manziel is right now the clearest path to this team becoming a sustained winner in the NFL that is available to them at that position.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I guess I'll take my negative hat off. And I guess I'm the you know, the Judas, I'll say. Just show me, you know.
No,
Don't tell me, show me.
I agree.
You know, and there is not one action, not one comment since that whole apology has happened to make you feel like he's dedicated towards being a starting quarterback in the National Football League, especially particularly here with the Cleveland Browns.
I think Joe Hayden's showing his leadership there, but I think Joe Hayden is also going to make sure that he does what he has to do off the field or do as well as he can control it, because I don't think that there is one person who can control an adult like that, but I think as well as he can, he is going to try to do that. Let's go now to what it was like dealing with the quarterback situation inside the locker room.
It was just outside noise. It was a lot of noise. And I think a lot of the things were uncontrollable. They were still trying to talk about Manziel the same time when Hoyer was playing outstanding. You know, so you kind of, it wasn't really Johnny's fault or Hoyer's fault. He was out there trying to ball, trying to win games. And inside, we all felt like Hoyer was doing a great job. And, you know, Johnny, he was there just being a great teammate, supporting him, doing everything he had to do, I felt like.
So, you know, we said a lot of outside noise. Still, I think there was no question there was some dysfunction in that room. I think that
I feel like Joe Hayden's throwing a bunch of sparkle on like a pile of, you know what.
Well, listen, they won more games than they had, and I think Joe Hayden is trying
to be
positive.
Yeah, but not because of Johnny Manziel.
No, not because of Johnny Manziel, because of guys like Joe Hayden. So, listen, I want to get your reaction to these comments from Joe Hayden on the quarterback position. You heard Matt and I talk about it just there. Also, we'll dip into the mailbag, so tweet us right now. at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Browns underscore daily. Use the hashtag mailbag, and we will get to your questions. Still to come in hour number two. Talk a little Cavs. We'll talk Russ Land, former NFL scout, the Browns and founder of GM Junior Scouting. Had his first mock draft out and had the Browns going with two guys on the offensive side of the football. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know about that, but we will see. We'll talk about that. So what do you guys think about Johnny Manziel, the comments from Joe Hayden on Johnny Manziel? Believes he can be an NFL quarterback. Believes that he is contrite for what he has done wrong. And that hopefully Johnny can be the guy this year. Do you agree with me that Johnny Manziel is the path of least resistance for this team? I believe that it is. And I think that you got to give him support. Now, can he do it? That's what we're going to find out. But hopefully he will put himself in the position to at least know whether he can succeed or fail. What I don't want to see him do is continue to allow off-the-field issues or a lack of actual competitiveness, because to me there's no excuse for not applying yourself as he reportedly did for the majority of the season. There's no excuse for that at all. When we come back, we'll have the mailbag here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Dancer, I need a companion. Girl, I guess